Hi, my name is Kyle George, and I am a physician assistant practicing in Idaho. Welcome to our FAQ today. How does axial PSA differ from AS clinically, genetically, and radiographically? Although axial psoriatic arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis both share the common symptom of inflammatory pain of the spine and sacroiliac joints, there are some clinical differences. Perhaps the most obvious is that axial psoriatic arthritis is typically associated with psoriasis, which can be present prior to, concurrent with, or developing after the onset of axial symptoms. Peripheral joint involvement can also be more prominent in psoriatic arthritis than in AS, with increased involvement of the small joints of the hands and the feet. Radiographic findings with axial psoriatic arthritis tend to be more frequently unilateral, and syndesmophytes appear to be larger. They also do not tend to follow the anterior longitudinal ligament and less frequently appear in consecutive vertebrae. A post-hoc analysis from 4 phase 3 clinical trials, including Discover 1 and Discover 2, examined data from blood and serum samples to explore the concept of axial PSA and AS being distinct disorders. It showed differing levels of HLA genetic associations among the two groups. There were also higher serum levels of IL-17A and F cytokines, enrichment of IL-17 and IL-10 pathway-associated genes, as well as increased neutrophil gene markers in the axial PSA participants. Guselkumab shows significant pharmacodynamic effects in reducing serum IL-17A and F, as well as IL-22 levels. In the Discover 2 study, guselkumab demonstrated significant and durable improvements in axial symptoms and disease activity in patients with active psoriatic arthritis and imaging-confirmed sacroiliitis over 2 years. Patients treated with guselkumab showed greater improvements in BASDAI, modified BASDAI, showed greater improvements in spinal pain as well as ASDAS scores at week 24 compared to placebo. These benefits were sustained through week 100, further supporting guselkumab's efficacy in treating axial-related symptoms in psoriatic patients. For more information in regards to guselkumab and treating psoriatic arthritis, please visit RAPP's website.